Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday afternoon, it's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show up here in Maine, originally from Boston, Massachusetts, with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, my little ninja kitty here. And I know that it's getting closer and closer to more holidays, and especially, you know, one of the holidays I celebrate is Christmas, because I do know that, you know, in respects, everybody does celebrate many different holidays, but Christmas is coming up, so I wish all a very happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I get to celebrate a couple of New Years. Besides, you know, New Year's in America here, I also get to celebrate Chinese New Year, which I have so much fun, and I think I gain about 15 pounds just from that one holiday. But the holiday season, you know, you pack on the pounds. But anyway, you know, it's a great, it's a blessing to be able to do this radio show, because I also can do fundraisers. And there's one that I've been actually working on all this month. I actually came on board as a board of advisor for the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, and they're looking to reopen it up in Moab, Utah, I believe maybe on Main Street. So we are collecting funds for that. And the founder, the father of Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, John G. Hagner, is residing in Moab, Utah. So that's why we really are trying to open it up there, because there's tons of memorabilia that is in storage, and there's lots of, you know, hand footprints, memorabilia that is in storage. So we are trying to get to reopen it up. And I'd like to read off the website. I'm going to pull it up. And what you guys don't know and you don't see is a little bit affectionate Jackie Chan Kitty, my little furball co-host Jackie Chan right here. She's like, always wants some extra attention. Every time I run the show, she tries to be extra lovely, like just trying to get my attention so bad. Rubbing against the, you guys don't see this, but she just wants that attention. I think she gets jealous of all my listeners out there because she's like, please just like love me. You guys don't see the things she likes to do when I'm trying to talk and do things on the air here. So it's like, go ahead, be a little cute little kitty and just like lay there and let me do what I got to do. She'll start chewing on me or doing crazy things, running laps around the house, trying to be like a ninja or something. So, you know, you guys don't see it. But so far, so good. She's just trying to be cute, just be loved. Yes. You know, you know, if you love animals, you know what I mean. You know, people love dogs, cats, ferrets, rats, whatever, you know, elephants, horses. You know, everybody's got their thing, and I got my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. Anyway, I do have the chat room open if anybody would like to give a call for this special show today for the fundraiser. The toll-free number is 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473, and I'll be also playing a little bit of music here and there, you know, just from the past year, you know, being able to connect with some people that I actually, you know, I'm trying to get my one of my nephews, Kayak, actually, you know, to get him on the show and actually play some of his songs. So I'm actually going to play one song here by Kodiak. And once again, he actually was supposed to be on my show one time. And what happened was he actually broke his ankle. And I saw, like, you know, he was just, like, missing in action. No one could get a hold of him. So I will be having him on the show. So I'm going to actually find a song, one of his songs. Let's see. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to play it here. Just give me one moment. I'm trying to find it in the queue. And I know, let's see. See, I could have sworn I put some new songs in here, just like last time, but I will play one of his songs. It's actually called Boston Stand Up. This is by Kodiak, and he's going to be one of my future guests. So here we go. Yeah. Kodiak, put it up, man. Yeah. Three stripes, baby. Yeah. See, down. To be your city, flip Boston, stand up, stand up. To be your city, Boston, stand up, stand up. To be your city, flip Boston, stand up, stand up. To be your city. One time, say the name. One time, where we at? Bring it back home over the Celtics, the Bees and the Patriots. Red Sox swinging, we beat them slugging. Aerosmith rocking out the big North Garden. Y'all don't want Tessie, y'all want Cardi. C-Dot, 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 Roddy. I'm the only rapper allowed, bring metal like this. My life shows a vibe, start a riot like it. From South down to Southie, Roxbury, Metapan, Georgia to Somerville, with the Hill, JP, AC, Nancy, y'all want Cardi, Everett, Morgan, stand up, suburbs, Lowell, Lawrence, this, that, murder, three strikes, man, y'all know what it means, y'all don't get it, y'all ain't from the beans. Boston, stand up, stand up, to be your city, man, Boston, stand up. To be your city, Boston, stand up, stand up. To be your city, flip Boston, stand up, stand up. To be your city. Set a fire to the aching brain, double parking rush hour. Middle finger up, heavy rap in the city. Cause y'all hate me just like New York City. I'm not trying to be anyone and no man. Follow no path, I take no lead. I'm just like you, me mugging on the sea. Walking up them stairs that smell like tea. Aggravated, frustrated, Charlie Bass ingested. Line around the block for them Dunkin' Donuts. Walking into traffic like an organ donor. Every street's a one-way. There's no luck in the city, everybody rocks clover. 30 degrees and I'm wearing shorts. It's 525, fucked up the weather report. Boston, stand up, stand up. To be your city, flip Boston, stand up, stand up. To be your city, Boston, stand up, stand up. To be your city,
spot. Cause the owners like to sit there a lot. You seen the snowman?
I am a snowman.
Union workers stand around doing nothing. Got another big $100 million count. Quick and stupid, you was tired of something. My war burn, making millions for talking. Just call me Mad Payment, cause I'm good will hunting. These honeys out in Newberry, paid for my February. They love my clientele, you seen Fight Club. You see me out with Ernie Barr, better bring your black card. 9 May 8, everything about this. As long as the proof standing, I'm about this. So Boston,
let's start a revolution.
The hardest rap alive, how do you got a solution?
Sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving,
keep training, headstrong,
be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter.
It's not an option to lose.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kodiak with Sacrifice, and the song was The Fighter, which, like I said, I had a special guest, Kodiak. He actually had broken his ankle, and he was supposed to be a guest on my show, but he will be on as a future guest. I believe I have David Gear and many other people lined up, but, this is the month of giving, so that's something that I actually am doing the fundraiser, because once again, the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame, looking to reopen it up in Utah. So I'm playing a couple of songs, and I wanted to talk a little bit more about this as I'm trying to bring up the website. So the website is actually frozen, or actually it's my computer. So I'm just going to, until I get this little glitch out, I like to play a little song. It actually, it's from Horacio Cordeliza. And it's very, very, the man is a very positive man, and he actually gets to sing with his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. And I like to this song called Athenia, so I shall be right back while I'm pulling up the website. So enjoy, have fun, because it is a peaceful, peaceful song. I'll be right back. Okay, and I'm back, and that was Ahura Zakor Deliza with his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, singing together in perfect harmony on Pisces Project, Athenius. And to let you know, you can go to, I think it's called Click Sound, and I actually know that he actually did a song, his own version of The Little Drummer Boy. And to let you know, if you do click on to Click Sound or SoundClick, I think, let me just go to his page for one moment, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to make sure I'm bringing up all the information correctly here, because it's actually for a very worthy cause. And he actually did his version of Little Drummer Boy. And I'm going to find it. Okay. It's on SoundClick. And look up Ahura Z. And the Little Drummer Boy, when you go to download that, the proceeds go to help feed the hungry in a local pantry. So it's something that you'll enjoy the sound. There's no auto-tune in it. And go check it out. SoundClick Ahura Z Deliza. His last name is spelled D-I-L-I-I-Z-A. And has many tracks that you can download. You know, I think The Little Drummer Boy, his version, is only $1.25. And people have been sharing it. Not only is it a wonderful, wonderful song, his version of The Little Drummer Boy, but it's actually going to the proceeds. They're going to actually go to a local pantry to help, you know, feed people. So I think that's a wonderful, beautiful thing. And it's actually, I know that it was actually, it did say exactly where the proceeds were going to go, but you can actually go and you can actually click on it and you can hear it and download it. It's a beautiful song. You know, you can share it with, you know, with your family, and little kids can actually listen to the song. It's very beautiful. And like I said, there's no allotone, so you can actually check that out. Okay, I actually have the website up here, and I'd like to, this is what, you know, you can check it out. You can go to Facebook page. There's many things, Falling for the Stars, Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame, but I mean, I'm bringing up the information now, and, you know, I'm pretty sure I did put it in, you know, in quotes and such on the link on here. But about the museum, hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television, featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the moves, including Yakima Canute, Cliff Lyons, Dave Schaub, Ronnie Rundell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos, and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, film, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984. Dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner, and his email address is johnhagner@gmail.com. John, johnhagner@gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, and then you can check out Artist of the Stars, then Stunt Stars and Legend. John Hagner does a monthly article on the Moab happenings, tabloid featuring happenings in and around the Moab area. So that's basically, you know, down to the wire there, you know, talking about it. And I'd like to bring up more information here on the website. So give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Hollywood Stuntman, I think it's, let's see, maybe it's under Artist of the Stars, Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame, because it actually does say, you know, where your proceeds would go and, you know, what you can get back. And the drawings, I'm trying to figure out because there's so many pages where there's actually something that comes up about the web page itself. So give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. I think I can actually post it on my page and I can actually read it from there. So give me one moment. I'm pasting it on my website, on the website, websites. Maybe that'll come up and I can post it directly. Hold on. I am posting. Okay, it's a little bit slow, so bear with me. Okay, I am posting it. I'm just waiting to go up from... Okay. Let's see. Okay, I have it up on there, and I'll read about it in a few minutes. But, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I would eventually get someone who, you know, has been, you know, missing my show. Hopefully he's going to call in. But, you know, like I apologized before, I will have, you know, many future guests. So I'm actually going to bring – hey, there is a caller on the air in the room there. So give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. I do apologize. Sometimes when there's a storm up in Maine up here, it makes everything a little bit slow. So hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Who is this?
It's
Cardiac, my nephew. Oh, what up? What's up?
How are we doing, Miss Nunchucks?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for waiting patiently. Everything's so slow. And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to ring up the website for everything that I'm doing. And I'm like, I can't click on to the thing. I think something up in Maine when we have a storm or something in the air, it just messaged with the technology. So thank you for waiting patiently in the room there.
Oh, no problem. It seems like you need an assistant up there.
Yeah, well, I got a little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, but she's like, you know, she used me company and everything like that. But anyway, I just wanted to say I'm glad you're all right.
My leg's better.
When you were missing in action, and I was like trying to call people, I don't know what's going on, he's MIA, and people were trying to get a hold of you, and I think your cell phone died, and people were like, okay, this is not right. This isn't like for cardiac. So I was like,
yeah,
something's up.
Yeah, I was off the grid.
Yeah, and I was like, you were off the grid, all right. You were in the emergency room getting your foot looked at.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, it was actually, wasn't it? a cast or something?
Yeah, I took that paintball game a little too serious.
Yeah, this is what you get for being a numbnut.
Yeah, it wasn't too smart. I probably had a flashback or something.
I don't know. You're going to be having nightmares after that game. What the heck did you do? You know, tell the listeners here, what the heck did you do?
It was my buddy's bachelor party, and there was about 15 grown men running around in camouflage thinking we were, you know, Navy SEALs or something. Even though I'm ex-Army and my buddy's Marine, we got our butts handed to us by a bunch of about 9-year-olds. So we're not too proud of
that. You numbnuts.
Yeah, it was bad.
It's always the best when you get shot by kids. You know that?
Yeah. It was. It wasn't good. So we got pinned down in a fort, and I did my slow motion movie scene. Jumped out of the tower and pretty much broke / sprained my ankle, so it wasn't good.
And didn't you wait a little while to get it looked at too on top of it? It was like more insult to injury, just like
we finished the game, and then, you know, I was kind of limping around, like, I'll be all right, trying to be a tough guy. And then I was like, you know what, let me go check this out. And the doctor's like, yeah, you're an idiot, it's broken. So I'm like, all right. Good to know.
Battle stabs and stuff like that. They must have been like, the girls must have been crazy, like, oh, cardiac. Oh, you know how women love injuries on men.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what's up with that. I mean, I had a hand cast before, and, I mean, normally you have to break the ice, but I guess it's an icebreaker because people come right up to you.
Maybe they feel bad and they have to nurse you back to health. You know, it's like that nurse syndrome.
Be.
It's like, you know. crazy. So I have to get your new music. You know, I have to get all the new stuff. And I was like, I have to have you back as a guest on my show. Because I was like,
me and Laura Lee, shout out to Laura Lee. We've been doing a lot of cool music. She's an amazing singer. It was weird. Like, I was on my page one day and I was running to the studio. And last second, I was like, I need a singer on this, so if you could come down to the studio, you know, whatever. And she hit me up on my page, and next thing you know, we're in the studio. And, you know, I'm skeptical at first because, you know, you got to be brutally honest when it comes to music or else it's going to be terrible. So I'm just crossing my fingers, hoping. I was like, please don't suck. And she ended up being, like, amazing. And the rest is history. I mean, we pretty much cranked out a whole album in less than, like, 2 months.
Wow, less than 2 months?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, when you're working with a great singer, it's really easy to write for them. So she was kind of my muse for those 2 months where, like, we were just, you know, cranking out the songs. I mean, she was just so hip and so energetic and just so willing to work that it was just easy to crank out the new music. But it's a bunch of new positive stuff, a lot of dance, you know, good workout music, honestly. It's really... really, really positive stuff. Like, it's kind of a departure from my other stuff, you know, like The Fighter, and stuff's more serious and heavy subject matter. This stuff's more of a really fun album.
Yeah, so can you tell, like, you know, people, you know, are you doing any videos and anything you can talk about? Because I know sometimes when people start doing things, I can't talk about it. I mean, can you tell what our viewers know?
Yeah, no, my buddy Nora Tang and my buddy Antone, Tony, they have a new photo company. And they do amazing work, and it's just they're going to shoot my video after the holidays. I said, you know what, guys? I was like, let's all celebrate and get all that done, and you know, starting a new year off with a bang with a couple of new videos. So.
Oh, sweet! I gotta have you do some stuff for me because I'm like, you know, all with me in the stunts, and I'm trying to like write a ninja film, and I'm pretty sure I can get some pretty cool people. You know, hopefully get funds or stuff. I'm like, hey, maybe I can network with you, maybe find like investors and stuff, because I'm like, I'm always trying to network with people, and I'm like, maybe you can write a nice ninja song, because I'm like,
oh,
I already
no
like
problem,
The Fighter.
No problem.
Yeah, I it's like even a new song, because I love the song The Fighter, but it's like I know you have it in you to do a very upbeat, you know, kind of thing to do, you know, something that'll just like bring it, and I'd love to have you do a ninja song for me.
That'd be awesome. I mean, there was an independent music radio up in Detroit, and Boston Stand Up actually came from the theme song that I did for them. It was It was called Detroit Rock City. And the girl I was talking to at the time was like, why don't you do a Boston song? I was like, and it just kind of, the light bulb went off. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, why don't I do a Boston song? So went, and that turned into Boston Stand Up. So that's the story behind that. It was kind of crazy. It's just, you know, Boston, that Boston attitude, you know, being mad about the weather all the time. And so it just kind of made sense to do a really grumpy Boston rock anthem. So.
A grumpy Boston song. I know that it's the winter. No, people are scared of God. I've been trying to tell people. I said, yeah, in Boston, Boston, I think, is the only place where you dig out your parking spot and you find furniture in the middle of the street. You know,
yeah,
kind of like
people say, yeah. Do not. I remember a friend was visiting. He's like, there's like a chair in the middle of the road. Should we move? I was like, no. I was like, you will get cut. It's like, don't move anybody's chair.
Like, yeah, you cannot move furniture. It's like it should be a warning because people don't really realize. And they go, no, people put toilet bowls in the middle of the street. They put couches. I mean, you name it. They'll put it in the middle of the street to preserve your parking. So I think the Boston Stand Up song, I just played that a few minutes ago, too, because I said, you know what, I'm going to play some songs, and we got to get your fresh song on here, because it's like, you know, I know they're a couple years old, but it's just to get a feel and a flavor for you, Cardiac, you know what I mean? That's what I want to,
promote. I appreciate it. It's awesome, because I mean, like I said, I mean, we grew up in, you know, the Somerville, you know, towny areas over there, and like, it's the parking's ridiculous. It's not as bad as Philly, but it's pretty damn bad, and you know, people put down a chair to claim their spot, kind of like the Wild West, put up a flag to like claim your spot. And if you move that, those are fighting words. Like, you will be fighting over a parking spot, like physically fighting.
Yeah, it's true. It's just like, it's just so funny. And it's like every time I look back and people posting winters in Boston, I mean, up here it's like the North Pole in Maine. It is so cold. And I'm sitting here going, well, I mean, the snow and it gets bad, but in Boston it's just insane. At least I don't think, well, the thing that I noticed, though, it's like sidewalks aren't done too well where I live. So someone tried to threaten to like get into a fight with me because I wasn't walking on top of the snow on the sidewalk, and I'm like, what do you want me to do? I wasn't walking in the middle of the city going, I've never got threatened before, you know, for, you know, walking in, no, you know, not in the middle of the street, but in the street down in Boston. And I'm like, here I am, I'm going, oh God, I'm just like, I'm just getting to work, that's all I want to do, I don't want to get killed.
Yeah, I don't want to die, I'm just going to the bus stop, buddy.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I think the winter gets to people. I don't know if people get, you know, cabin fever or something like that, but it's like, it's insane. It really, really is insane.
Well, that's why
insane.
I wrote that line, like walking into traffic like an organ donor. Like, you know, it's, there's no place to walk. So, you know, the street's crazy. And, like, people, you get an attitude when you're pedestrian. Finally, you're like, whatever, I don't care. I'm just going to cross the street. Whereas in New York, you'll get run over in 2 seconds. But in Boston, it's set up like a pedestrian city, so we have the right of way. So we just dart in front of trucks like it's nothing.
Yeah, like you're playing Frogger. You remember that video game Frogger? Like you're going through the cross of the streets. It's kind of like, yeah. Oh, my God. What is that?
Yeah, that's my little guy. He's a real Ninja Turtle fan.
Seriously? What's up, my ninja?
Ready? Say hi to the radio. Say hi to Shelly. Say hello.
Shelly?
Yeah, Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
Say hi, Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
You like ninjas?
I love ninjas, Shelly.
Oh, no. You love the Ninja Turtle?
So, yeah, He's my biggest fan and motivator. Like, he's always pushing me with my music.
Yeah, I see pictures of you and him. He wants your attention, huh?
Yeah, he's biggest. I've been working a lot lately in the music in the studio, so, like, when you know, when I got the weekends, it's kind of just me and him hanging out. I get his usual Sunday breakfast. I make him pancakes, bacon, eggs, everything. He gets to work, and then we watch a little football. I usually take him somewhere.
Do you think he has like you think he's like daddy and he might want to do music?
I think big time. We have this little keyboard and microphone set, and he's always in the corner doing his little jams, because I performed a show here I was pretty stoked. I mean, it was like $500 to do like maybe two songs. So for like probably like 6-7 minutes work, it's like $500 check, here you go. And he was actually there for a show. It was like the first show he actually seen me perform because he's so young. And I brought him up on stage with me, and he was just dancing. And everybody went nuts.
He sounds like he's, like, singing in the background.
Yeah, he's all about his video games now.
Oh, yeah. He's taking after his dad, that's for sure, right?
Yeah, definitely. He's got that rhythm. He loves dancing and running around, and he's a big boy. The doctors told me he's going to be a big boy. So
I saw pictures, and I saw him in the emergency room tending to your foot. I saw that picture.
Oh, he's my little assistant over there. I was broken, and he was like, Daddy, why are you jumping? I'm like, I probably shouldn't be. There he is.
Did he say, Daddy, I'm in.
Okay, Daddy won't jump anymore.
You
so,
better listen to him. Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna send you guys some more of my new stuff. I'll try to get Laura Lee with me so we can just talk about, you know, breaking down how we got into our music vibe and everything. It's been really hectic because we're trying to get ready for this video. And we're confused on which one we're gonna shoot of the new songs because there's so many great songs. It's always tough picking the first two videos, you know.
Yeah, that's true, because they're both good. I was, like, listening to them, and I don't have them. I've been playing the older stuff. So I was like, you know, I'll even play another song after when you're off the air. I'm going to play another song. So, it's, you know, I'm just about supporting people, giving back. I mean, I know my, you know, I've been doing a fundraiser this whole month for the Hollywood Something's Hall of Fame to help raise
money.
That was
awesome what I was hearing about.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
I'm trying. I'm trying very hard. I came on board. They invited me to be a... Wow!
Yeah.
Wow.
My son apparently knows how to turn computers on now.
Wow! He's like, he's got it. You got your hands full. Yeah. I'm trying, like, you know... I you better keep in touch with me. Let me know when you I'll write to you after this. Maybe we can set up something after the holidays,
fans,
you know, after New Year's.
They can if they can go on KAHDIAK at Reverb Nation. And
Reverb
that's all
Nation.
Yep,
okay.
Reverb
Nation. Reverb Nation. Where can people find out? Yeah, where else, like, on your Facebook page, like, people can look you up? Do you have a website, anything else?
Yeah, they can Google me, just KAHDIAK, and all my stuff pops up, like music, videos, pictures, events I've done, you know, interviews I've done with newspapers and stuff like that. So all that stuff's up there. And it'd be, you know, I totally appreciate it, Sally. And like I said, if you want to forward me that stuff for, you know, the Stuntman's Foundation and stuff like that, I can blast it all on my pages and Twitter and everything, so we can just vice versa work it out.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I know they've been trying to get it reopened in Utah. It was founded in 1973 and it went nonprofit in 1984, and this is not just for the past, but this is for the present and also the future. So people, I mean, it's for a real worthy cause. I mean, because if it wasn't for the stuntmen out there and the stunt women, half the films out there wouldn't get made. And they really sacrifice their bodies for the, you know, the sake of their art. So I would appreciate if you can get the word out, too. I'd appreciate that so much.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I got so much respect for the stuntmen. You know, they're the only stunt heroes of Hollywood. They really just don't get any respect. It's crazy.
Yeah. So let me know. I'm going to keep in touch with you. I got to have you and Laura Lee back on, and I got to get your new music so I can start playing it on my show.
Well, there's a ton of free downloads, and actually on Reverb, it's like a lot of songs. If they purchase, then half the money actually goes to charity. So it's for clean water around the world. So any purchases would help a very noteworthy charity. So that's also cool on that note. So KAHDIAK at ReverbNation.com, and they can check out all that stuff. And like I said, they just Google me, KAHDIAK, with a Boston accent, Cardiac. They'll be able to find pretty much everything I'm doing.
Okay, that sounds really, really good. And, you know, you can call in any time, give a shout-out or whatever, and, you know, just keep in touch. And, you know, Boston will always be my home, a little homesick, so I'm kind of glad you called in today.
Oh, you know it. Boston got love for you, Shelly.
Yeah, I love you guys. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and I can't wait to have you and Laura Lee on my show.
Definitely, definitely. She's pumped about it. So we're going to get up with them, get our heads together, hopefully have a new video for you to promote, too, and we'll be going from there. So, you know, congrats with everything. You have a good holiday, all right?
Okay, you too.
All right, Shelly, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was Cardiac, and I'm so pumped to have him on my show. I mean, I was just so like, you know, it's really cool that he got the call in, because once again, he was missing in action, and everybody's like, where are you, Cardiac? Yeah, he was running around trying to be ninja. So just leave being a ninja to me, okay? That's all I got to say. So I was trying to find another one of his songs in here to play, and then I'm going to read a little bit more about from the website. So let me see. This is actually another one of his other songs. It's called Crush on You Girl by Cardiac.
Between glasses, I don't wanna be that guy. I got standards, and mama didn't raise no fool. I got men, she keep moving like that, I might holler. If you keep acting like that, she might wanna. I know you buy your tools and got her all laced up. Best fashion for days, a cake of life baker. But do you tell her that she fly with no makeup? Whisper them sweet things now, well I'll tell her. You the flyest girl in the world, they all tell us. It's real, mama, so just take my hand. We can slide off like kids at the playground, man. I don't wanna be the other man, I wanna be the only one. Shotgun in my car like it's 911, baby. Just gotta confess, girl. Wasn't always the best man and left that door. If I didn't learn from the past, I wouldn't be pimping. If I wasn't on my game, wouldn't see him slipping. Come on, girl, you can dry those eyes. Really hurts inside when I see you cry. I know I'd be better, I ain't like those guys. And I know, baby girl, yeah, you heard that lie. Can I buy you a drink? Just give me time. I need a couple moments to show you the queen you are. Yeah, I could be your king, mama, pick a star. Yeah, pluck it out the sky for you. Set it in the ring for you. Put it on your finger as the birds of bees sing to you. Moonlight candles, nothing ain't a thing for you. A real man goes an extra mile for his lady. If it didn't have a whip, I still won't see you, baby. Every part of your body, I'm in it all day. Breakfast in bed, yeah, the stone on the windowsill. We can sleep the day away, yeah. I know the way I feel, this is something that gotta be true. Cause I don't see anybody that's better than you. It's a damn shame, you are an arm of another man. It's all a fantasy, it must have been a daydream. Looking back in my glass, I shoot you a wink. I can only think you deserve so much more. Cause what's real in this world, you can't buy in stores. And yeah, girl, man, I lost one once. And I ain't never gonna go and make the same mistake twice. If it was me and you, would make love all night. And I wouldn't stress the little things, no more fights. As long as I had you in my arms, it's alright. But I guess you're gonna be leaving with him tonight.
And that was Crushing You, Girl by Kodiak. And soon to have, I guess they are doing some new videos with Laura Lee, who actually they'll both be coming on my show in the future. This month is the month of giving, and I actually have on my Facebook page a little bit about the website, just a little bit info if you'd like to donate. Actually, here, I'd like to bring this up here if I can. It's a little blurry for me to read, but it says Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame Building Fund. If I can see what it says, because it's really small. It says the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame requests the honor of your support and participation on the relocation as a sponsor of the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame Building Fund. And what it is, it says here, thousands of exhibits, what I had read before, you know, rare artifacts and everything is actually, you know, in stores. It's from, you know, from stunt people, motion pictures and television. I mean, there's so many things that is actually, you know, a collection that outranks a lot of establishments. The Hall of Fame, once again, was founded in 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984. And it's actually, I guess there is a level of sponsorships. You're requested, you know, you can actually go, they just posted on my page. And it says here, you can actually, where you can mail your contribution to, oh, that's actually, you can go to my page, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, and it is actually to support not just the present, you know, not just the past, but also for future stunt people association. And it's, you know, I know it's a Stuntman's Hall of Fame, that's what it sounds in, and it's tying for change, but it is for stuntmen and stunt women, so it is for stunt people kind. That's exactly what it is. It's sort of a stunt people kind. So, you know, it's just very excited to, like, be able to do this. And I just wanted to say, you know, once again, thank you, Kodiak, for calling in on my show. And, you know, I'm also trying to work on things myself, you know, see to get things going myself. And I do realize that stunt men and women, you know, they work really hard. And I just think that they really, really deserve this. And it's just not like a need or a want. I think it's a necessity for the community because they just deserve this respect. And I just believe, you know, it's something, is such a wonderful thing that the stunt people that they give to us. Because really, if you really think about it, if it wasn't for the stunt people, half the films out there would never get made. I mean, everybody is like, is important, you know, down to the director, to crafty, you know, to wardrobe, to makeup. I mean, but to my thing, you know, stunts. I've always had, you know, respect for the stunt people in the community. I loved it ever since I was a little girl. And I says, you know, I never really wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja. So, you know, check it out. Go to my Facebook page. And the founding father is John G. Hagner. And the man, you know, I just think it's, you know, it's his dream to get this reopened up. And I'm trying to help take this on, you know, and try to help raise money for it because I think it really is important. So anyway, I just want to say thank you, listeners. Thank you so much for listening, tuning in. And like I said, this is the month for giving. And, you know, everyone, I wish you all happy holidays from the bottom of my heart. Merry Christmas, all the holidays out there. Happy New Year. I mean, so much love. And just remember that, you know, if you're going to have a little bit to drink, just remember out there, don't drink and drive. You know, if you have to crash or get a cab or designate a driver, just keep that in mind. So anyway, thank you all for tuning in, supporting my show. Thank you to all my listeners, and thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And remember, if you have a dream, you're as good enough as anybody else, so you just go for it. And ending my show with the song Battle Song, and this song here is actually from a film that I'm part of, and you can actually go and check out the page and check out all the, you know, everybody that's involved in the film itself, all the other actresses, Director Z, you know, everything that's going on with Falcyr. You can go to that film page, Falcyr, and, you know, we are in need of funds. So you can go to that Facebook page, and you can check everything out, what we've been up to and what we're doing. So check it out there and see everybody that's part of the film. And this song that I play that I actually open up the show with and actually ending the show, always in a positive note, this is actually, you know, that's going to be in the film. So anyway, everyone, thank you once again for tuning in from the bottom of my heart, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and look forward to speaking to you again this week. Bye-bye.